Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday morning, Friday, November the 10th, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour. And this is kind of a maiden voyage, like Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492, or maybe he did. We don't even really know if that story's correct or not anymore. We are in the new studio. First time we've ever done a broadcast from here on a morning, like we normally do the morning programs, in which we have three people here on the microphones. The microphones have all been recalibrated to fit the new room with carpet and ceiling tile. And we also have the phones working for the first morning here, which we'll get to momentarily. But joining me in studio this morning, and I got to get the mics right because we've also realigned those. Matt is on mic 2, and Sean is on mic 4. So there we go. Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft joins us on this Friday morning. How you doing, Matt?
I'm pretty good.
I think you sound okay. How you doing, Sean?
Good.
Good. All right, here we are, off and running. Now, here's the thing. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. As I said, the mics have been recalibrated here. And also, you could be the first call in the new studio at this point. Tell us how we sound. Are we sounding okay? Because it's a whole new system. Now, the other night when we did election coverage, we did it like this. And some people said that things didn't sound right. I really don't understand that because when we played it back, it sounded okay. So how are we sounding this morning? 740-383-9944. Let us know. We would love to hear from you. You know, there's a lot of acoustic things that go into a room with carpet as opposed to a room that doesn't have carpet that you wouldn't think are problems.
Absolutely. And sometimes I think it was more a Facebook problem, though. I think it wore more than it was TuneIn.
It could have been the other night because yeah. The recording sounded fine that we did through the soundboard, and we learned why TuneIn was all tuned up the other night. Well, we're getting our first call already. Now, this is the first call ever in the new studio. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm awful busy, but I got time to say you're loud and clear.
And sounding good, not all mashed up or mushy or anything like that?
Oh, no, and those two other fellas in there, boy, are they ever up and ready to go.
And we're excited, and we're going to make the announcement of the new studio we're in at 12:15 today.
Oh, my goodness. I got to eat lunch and everything else. I hope I don't miss that announcement.
We've got to bait it at least another 4 hours before we make the announcement. Even though we're all set up in here now, we got to bait it another 4 hours.
I took my time off. I'm out every morning about daybreak, and I thought, you know, I got to get in there. They're going to be coming on that new studio and telling us all about it and everything, and I heard the ceilings and the carpet are okay, but I kind of wanted to get a hint. All you got to do is say yes or no, but would that be a building maybe in the south end of town that would relate to maybe this used to be the same name as where you work your other job?
No, but that's a good guess.
Not too far from there?
Not too far from there. Not too far.
Hey, you have a good show. I'll be listening. Sean and Matt, you take care of Scott because, boy, he just thrilled to pieces after that wonderful voting episode you had all together there the other day. And election time can't come early enough for you to try it again, and I know it's going to be successful. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, now I feel positive. We are sounding good. So we have no mic problems here at the studio. That makes me feel good. Well, let's start talking about this because for the last 2 days, you guys weren't here, but of course you were on election night. We've got nothing but positive feedback when it comes to our election night coverage. And that's very interesting because it was the 10th year we've done election night. Oh, we're getting another call. Well, see, they're out there listening this morning. God love them. Oh, well, let's go. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Sounding good.
Sounded, we're all coming through loud and clear and no mushy-mashy or anything, right?
No, everything sounds good to me. But that's not why I called. I have a question.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so I listened to your conversation yesterday with Mary Ellen, and I have a question about why did that that seemed to bother you guys about Governor DeWine out campaigning against issue one, and I was curious why.
Well, it didn't bother me. I think it bothered Mary Ellen. You know, he's allowed to do whatever he wants to do. He's also a citizen. But from what I remember, I think she said it was okay for him to have his personal feelings, but for the governor of the state to be out there trying to sway an issue, she did not like it. I think that's what she said. I mean, again, he's allowed to do it, and people are allowed to endorse whatever they want.
I was going
to
say, because regardless of what position he holds, I mean, everybody still has an opinion and is entitled to it.
Well, I think it was to the degree that he was campaigning that she didn't like, and I think she also felt that he said some things that were not exactly true when it came to that bill, and that a sitting governor should be able to be trusted.
What did he say that wasn't true?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure. I could be completely wrong, and if I'm wrong, somebody correct me on
it. Well, I didn't mean to catch you off guard and expect you to regurgitate the, you know, verbatim every
right.
what was said, but I just thought, well, he's allowed to he's got a voice the same as Joe Blow down the road.
Well, I think what basically it was the fact that, you know, he's the one who signed the heartbeat law years ago. And we did learn yesterday, by the way, if you haven't heard the news, Governor DeWine spoke for the first time about this and said he says this is all going to be decided in the courts. So he's not exactly done with issue one yet because of the heartbeat bill. But he did sign that, and I think that he was making it sound a little more extreme. Now, this is from Mary Ellen's point of view, not from mine. Making it sound a little more extreme than what it was, I think was her thought on it.
Okay, yeah. I know you're busy, but can I just ask you one more quick question?
Go right ahead.
In regards to issue one, if there were some way that they could have put, I don't know, clause is the right word, or like a little addendum or something, but if it would have said no abortion with an exception of rape and incest, do you think it would have passed then?
Probably not. Probably not. Well, I say that again.
So basically, like, I wasn't out polling people, but I mean, like, you know, I run into a lot of people and I'm Chatty Cathy. And what I always got, the feedback I always got whenever the conversation turned to issue one is that most people weren't wanting people just to go out and have an abortion because they were careless in regards to birth control, but they would make exception. Even like your evangelicals, I believe is what you called them. A lot of them even said that they had a problem with telling a victim of rape or incest that they could not terminate a pregnancy. So I'm saying, if issue one would have been like no abortion except in rape or incest, like proven cases or whatever, like. I wonder if it would have had a different outcome then. I just think a lot of people aren't real big supporters of extreme. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard to say, because if you would have just said abortions are okay in rape and incest, the problem is, how do you determine who was raped and who had incest? It's very hard to prove that.
Yeah,
and
I know that.
And I think that's why people had a general problem with saying just that. Because I honestly don't think any, I think it's a minority, if it is, just want people to go out and have abortions for birth control. I don't think Democrats, Republicans, anybody really wants that. But I think the problem is when people say rape and incest, the problem is it's hard to determine those things. And when you make a law that says that's when you can do it, well, who's deciding that? Who's
absolutely. Oh, no, I agree with you. But I'll just say, I talked to a lot of people, and that was their hang-up. Like, you know, no, we're not in favor of abortion, but to just take it away from everybody. You know, and everybody like talked about, if I heard one person talk about it, you know, well, what about that 10-year-old? What about that 10-year-old? That was like the poster child for why they couldn't say no abortion.
Well, and I think that was also a sign of when government gets involved, this could happen. So I think that also fueled a lot of people.
All right, well, have a good show, guys.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and again, we do have phone lines here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I guess the only question left, apparently we are sounding good. Does it sound good when we take a call? Can you hear the caller okay, and can you hear us still okay as we're taking the call? But the question, and again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The question does, let me just say this first. Governor DeWine spoke for the first time yesterday about Issue 1 and Issue 2, and basically he said he's not going to make any amendments in regard to Issue 1, which was abortion, but he says it's still going to be decided in the courts because the heartbeat law has not been decided yet, which he signed, so we're going to see what happens with that. But on Issue 2, on marijuana, he said this definitely needs some regulation. He's worried about people driving, accidents increasing. He's worried about kids being exposed to marijuana. He's worried about people walking down a street and smelling it. So Issue 2 seemed to be the one that he really was going after yesterday.
Yeah, and also I think he didn't say something about the eatables or edibles as well, I thought, or something.
Well, he said he didn't want kids eating them and then ending up in the emergency room.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, he seemed to be, I think he knows it's going to be a harder fight on Issue 1 because that's a constitutional amendment. But Issue 2 was not a constitutional amendment. So you can tweak that law.
You know what I my concern is about employers. How in the heck are they going to, since it is, I mean, is an employer going to drug test every person and they're not going to have anybody? Because if it's legal, I mean, I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, I think people are on other drugs.
I do believe that the businesses will still have the ability to prevent use of marijuana with, like, drug tests and things like that. They're still allowed to prohibit it.
Really? So that means, so basically, if you're going to do it, you're not going to be working.
Well, I mean, you could be working. Just like if you had like a factory job that drug tests you like every 3 months, I wouldn't suggest smoking because you got a drug test to come every 3 months.
Oh, I got you.
Well, I don't know. If it's not considered an illegal drug, how can a business say you can't do it?
Yeah. I think it's like a liability issue for them. They don't want people coming in under the influence of it. Same as alcohol.
Right, same as alcohol. Well, who would go get drunk before a drug test? I'm saying, who would do that? I mean, you'd walk in stumbling, bumbling drunk? I mean, I think somebody would notice that.
I think that it happens, and the people who do that usually get fired.
Right, and I think probably in this case as well. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I heard him talking on news on that regardless whether it passed or not, if your employer wants a drug test, they can drug test you. And if they don't want you working there, you don't have to be working there.
Right now, is it just specifically
when you sign a form that says you don't do drugs when you get a gun? If you are fined to have drugs in your system, you know, if you have a gun, you're in trouble. You lied to them. You know, it's going to be the same way it was, basically, except that, you know, there's not going to be no charges filed, but, you know, if somebody don't want you working for them for that reason, you know, that goes.
Yeah, but
I don't think it's right either.
Well, but if you put down that you're on marijuana, I mean, no cop's going to come arrest you. What's the employer going to say if you've told them that you're doing it?
Well, no cops are going to arrest you, but the employer could call the cops and have them escort you off the property because you don't no longer work there.
So you're saying they're just going to say, well, listen, we don't want anybody here who does recreational marijuana?
That's going to have to be up to the employers. And really, the employers, they're only hurting themselves a lot because there's a lot of good people, a lot of good workers that you know, smoke marijuana occasionally.
Yeah, but doesn't this become a lost cause, though? Because anybody who's got a brain, wouldn't they just not do it before the test, and then once they pass the test, do it at night anyway? I mean, what is the point of that?
I don't see no point in it, but that's the way they do it.
I mean, I believe that's why they do random drug tests.
But there's not, you know, there's not going to, you're not automatically legal to that for marijuana in all circumstances. You know, it's going to be legal to buy and stuff, but you're not going to be able to go uptown and smoke it, you know, there in the, right uptown.
No, you won't?
No.
You get
arrested for it.
So it has to be
now,
private
they don't
property.
Press charges on marijuana like they used to. Like, you know, if they come in your house, you know, when the emergency vehicle's been here, I've had it out and ain't never said nothing.
Well, now, but yours is medical, right?
Huh?
Is yours medical?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. But they've never said anything.
Yep.
Okay, well, I don't know.
I haven't got it out and, you know, put up, and when they come here, I say, oh, shit. Okay. But nothing happened.
Well, I guess that gives you an idea of how people look at it at this particular point.
Well, the prosecutor said that he don't want to be them bringing these charges up because, you know, they ain't worth prosecuting for. They ain't worth it.
Well, I think they've probably got bigger fish to fry, I would think.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know that they would ever prosecute. Well, at this point, I don't think they would. I don't know how you would, being on private property. And a lot of people probably think it's medical. You know, they probably should stop and ask for your card, but, I mean, a lot of times they don't ask for your driver's license when they pull you over. They just let you go with a warning. I mean, a lot of this stuff happens a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how are we sounding this morning?
Well, I'm not hearing you too good on the phone, but when you're on the TV, I'm hearing you good.
And no muffle, no problem.
No.
Okay, sounds good. Well, it's probably because we did turn the mics down a little bit here in the studio because it's a little more, it's called a little more bass in the line because of the carpets, but good you can hear us.
Yeah, I can hear you, but I have to, you know, pay close attention to it.
Well, we'll play with it as the morning goes on.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Well, there's an interesting question. When it comes to marijuana, what do you think about that, Matt?
What was the question?
Well, I think the question was, can you still do it? Should there be such a penalization from an employer or anybody else?
In my own opinion, no. I think people drink. I think drinking is basically just like smoking. So I don't think they should, but if they're going to, they're going to. There's not much I have to say about that. And I think they'll be allowed to because, again, it's a liability problem for them.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the Mentalists and other people of importance.
This is true.
I'll chime in with the science. And my understanding is that pot, unlike alcohol, is metabolized slowly. Alcohol is metabolized and it will not be detectable. But with pot, it pretty much stays in your system for a month. And, of course, depends upon the person, how it's consumed. And that's going to affect drug tests. And, yeah, it's legal. And you also get what's called a contact high. In fact, when I was in college, fraternities like to give their dogs a contact high. Since, obviously, being lighter, they have a lower tolerance. So what do you do if you do get a drug test and you just had a couple of hits 10 days ago, and it shows as a positive result? I'm not sure what the deal is with that. As Lee mentioned, I mean, since the medical marijuana started, the police, as long as you're not growing a farm in your backyard, they have bigger fish to fry. So it, for all intents and purposes, was decriminalized. Now, I mean, you can have sex plants. You just go to the local market that sells this kind of stuff and acquire it. And, you know, we have CBD. We have some variations, and those have been available. So I don't see this as being a tremendous step, just another one of these baby steps in pot being considered something, as I said, more like alcohol and less like a narcotic or something that's dangerous and physically addictive. But the drug test thing, I don't know. We're going to have to rewrite a lot of the laws. And that happens sometimes. And I guess it's a wait-and-see attitude.
Now, you're listening on an Alexa this morning, right, Adam?
Yeah, I had to turn Alexa down, or otherwise it'll sound like I'm echoing and you don't want to hear me.
So once
is enough.
So how's everything sounding?
Sound quality's great.
So, good.
I mean, not a big difference from previously, but it's very clear. I don't see the volume difference that sometimes we saw, I guess, in the smaller room. That would kind of indicate that. But I mean, Sean always does a great job with the audio setup, and the acoustics are an issue, flooring. So it sounds pretty good to me. I don't see over-modulation.
And when the colors are on, you can hear them okay.
Yeah, Lee always sounds really clear.
Good.
So to me, sounds pretty good. The over-modulation is not common.
Good.
And there's different kinds of voices, too, that always makes it a little more challenging, but
the final. So when I'm on the line with a caller, you can hear me still well and them well.
Yeah, Lee always comes across well. He projects well. And then if Sarah, she's in the bus, of course, the road noise, etc. That can affect it. So
well, good.
The newsman said today that the bus is run as normal. It's an intriguing holiday. It's really tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday, so there's mail. The mail won't get 2 days off, so tomorrow's a day off for the mail. There is stock market, there is banking, but the city offices, sheriff's office, those are closed. It's a very intriguing holiday.
Yes,
holiday today.
Veterans Day, we should mention tomorrow. Yeah, Veterans
Day. It's like
Day.
We have 2 days that are sort of holidays, sort of not holidays, but the real holiday is tomorrow, again, including Election Day, and then, of course, Thanksgiving is in 2 weeks, so the whole month of November is certainly something that people who have very little to do might want to discuss and see exactly the meaning of certain days.
There you go. Well, thanks,
but
Adam.
I would say, can I talk a little more?
Go ahead.
Just our governor, Mike DeWine. Of course, he is a buffoon, but he really.
No, wait, what was that? Well, he's a buffoon.
Buffoon is being kind.
I see, you might get kicked out of the state, Adam. You better watch it.
Well, it's freedom of speech. I'm allowed to provide my opinion. I mean, I'm never a fan to begin with, and what's intriguing about that, if I don't want to overusing the word, is things that he does on the left and does on the right. I can't really find anything I like about the guy, other than the fact that I think he's a good attorney. I think he was a good attorney general. I think he should have kept that position. He's not governor material. And, I mean, those ads with his wife, they make him look bad, his wife look bad, and make our state look like a laughingstock. And now he's going to have to pick up the pieces. And he really should stick to governing. And maybe stick fixing the roads. Other things that I think are more important. And keep his opinions, which don't make any sense anyway, out of it. But, I mean, yeah, I don't think he's concerned about re-election. He's pushing 80, I think.
I don't think he can run for a third term.
Yeah, the third term anyway. But, I mean, he's pushing 80, so I guess that kind of indicates as a lame duck he's going to provide his opinion. And it's like, well, who will be the next governor? I mean, Columbus didn't have a legitimate candidate with a chance of beating Ginther. Even though I personally found some appeal in the person running against him. But you have to look at where there are viable candidates. So that might be something in the near future. Who will be a viable candidate for the next governor? I think he or she can learn from the mistakes that DeWine has obviously made. You have any comments on that, Sean? You always have good political viewpoints.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I think the governor is, you know, he's...
I can barely hear you, Sean.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I'll turn the phone volume all the way up. Go ahead.
No, I totally agree with you on the governor. I don't care for our governor. I think he's he has a lot of issues.
Yeah, the thing is, he's had every political office, I think, in the state. I mean, and it was almost like a joke when he became attorney general. It's like, what else is there to run for? He was a lieutenant governor. He was multiple, I was a senator, right? He was multiple positions in the state and federal government. And than it was Attorney General, which ironically I think he did a good job at. He's an experienced lawyer. I mean, he's been around so long, he knows everything. He just needs to keep his nose out of these opinions. It really looked bad. Even if I agreed with them, which of course I don't, and I don't think you do either.
Right.
I think he and his wife needed to keep their nose out of this and the fallacies and those anti-issue one commercials. But again, as someone with all this legal experience, he should be hammering down exactly what issue two means. That I agree with, and keep his nose out of his extreme opinions. Out of it, but yeah, I'm willing to give him a chance and see what happens with issue two. It is intriguing from a scientific and political standpoint, and I do think those commercials about people going to Michigan to get the pot where you can buy it, and people not, especially this time of the year, not liking the state of Michigan, that really hit home for people. It didn't matter to me because I wasn't favored anyway. I have a libertarian view. If you don't like it, don't use it, and it's a good source of tax dollars. But that was an example of a smart campaign. Have it hit home by people going to Michigan, which, you know, for Marion is less than 2 hours. So if anything would sell the point, that would. Any more viewpoints, Sean?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Okay, well, let's see what the other listeners have to say, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, well, I think See, working on the microphones this morning, but we will get there, I promise, as the morning goes on. But, you know, Mike DeWine he's getting it from both angles, because there are people who say, well, he's not conservative enough. He just isn't conservative enough because he doesn't defend the conservative values. He doesn't line up with what we believe in. Now he's getting hit from the other side, people saying, well, you shouldn't mess around with marijuana. You shouldn't mess around with this. I don't know. He just can't win.
Oh, I know. I know, but you know what? I just don't. Our governor needs to resign or leave or whatever.
I don't think he's going anywhere. But I think that he probably. I mean, he is allowed to say what he wants. I mean, I think from Sarah's point earlier. I mean, he's also a citizen. Just because he's the governor doesn't mean he's not allowed to give his opinion on something.
Oh, I know.
Now he should not say something that's not true, because when you're the governor, you're in a high position. But I don't know. Got a problem with the governor giving his opinion, Matt?
No. I think that most politicians probably give opinions on this, and like you guys said, I think that he is, at the end of the day, a citizen as well, so I think he has the right and ability to voice his opinions.
And again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. First morning in the new studio here. So tell us how we sound, and we'll fix it if there is a problem. The only thing I've heard so far this morning, Mary said it sounded a little bassy on her Alexa, but apparently on Adam's Alexa, we sound fine. So I guess it's... We probably sound like we have more bass than we did in the last studio, because this studio would have more bass because it's padded. We have carpet, and we have this tiled ceilings. So there's that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let us know how we sound, or let us know what is on your mind. I don't know. The governor gave his opinion. Everybody wanted to hear his opinion on issue 1 and 2 after they passed. He gave it.
Which that's fine. Everybody has their own opinions, but, you know, I just think the governor just, he's just, I don't know. I think he just ran out of, I don't know, his terms ran out. You know what I mean? I think it's time for him to retire.
Well, he's got 3 years left.
I know.
So he'll be there for a minute.
I know, he will.
But I don't know. Did anybody think he was not going to be against issue one? Of course he was. That's what he campaigned for. And I don't think he campaigned for issue two, so it's no shock to me that seems to be against that. So I really don't know what the big shock is here.
No.
I guess that would be my question at this point.
Right.
I mean, is there a shock?
No, there's no shock. We kind of knew that's what's going to happen. But you know what? That's fine that he has an opinion on that, but you know what? It's already passed, and it's
No, you're fine.
Am I fine?
Yep.
Okay. I just couldn't hardly hear on my headset.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Okay.
But the point is, for me, on this whole thing is, what's he going to do? Now, issue one is going to be much difficult because that's a state, that's a constitutional amendment. But issue two was not a constitutional amendment. It was just something people voted on. So there can, amendments can be made to that.
Right. And I'm sure there's going to be.
Well, that's, I think, what he was saying yesterday. Yeah. That he needs, there needs to be some kind of regulation there.
I mean, Matt, on your opinion, what kind of amendments do you think they should make?
I mean, I think they're doing a pretty all right job. I'm not as far if you mean like amending the like issue one, and I'm not sure. I don't know enough about.
I don't really think there's going to be an amendment to issue one. That's going to be a court thing. And that will come down to the heartbeat bill, which has not been decided yet. Apparently, that's in the courts as well. So that's where all that's going to trickle out.
So it'd be more like issue two.
I think that it should be regulated. I think that it'll be safer than it was prior for the people who would just buy it off of, you know, the streets, because now it is regulated and it will be tested. So, I mean, I think it's, at the end of the day, a good thing.
Well, people are doing it recreationally now anyway. It's not like they're not. I don't think everybody has a medical card who is doing marijuana now. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how these regulations are going to come into play. I don't know.
This would be very interesting.
Well, as time goes on, we'll all find out.
So would this be able, you'd be able to grow it in your house then, right?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think that's all been decided.
Yeah.
And I do believe it's like 6 plants a person, 12 per household.
Well, there you go.
Oh, okay.
But that can be changed before December the 7th.
It's because of the governor of DeWine. He doesn't like it.
Well, not necessarily. Just that there are a lot of people who don't like it, and the legislature could do pretty well anything they wanted.
I mean, in Marion, it only passed by like 1,000 votes, which, I mean, I guess is pretty good, but passed by 1,000 votes.
Yeah, but I don't think people understand how big a deal that is in conservative Marion County, where we had 18,000 people turn out to vote on Tuesday night. 18,000 people, nearly 50% of registered voters, turned out to vote on Tuesday night. And in this conservative county, where now we only have 4 elected Democrats in the entire county, recreational marijuana passed in Marion County, and abortion only failed by 1%. I mean, I don't know. This is a county that voted for Trump twice, voted for John McCain, voted for Mitt Romney, voted for George W. Bush twice. That's kind of shocking to me that recreational marijuana passed here with a high voter turnout, and abortion failed with less than 1%.
Now, so what's the difference between the medical and the new one now? Because now, I mean, basically the medical might have just go away because we don't even need it anymore. People could just get the regular.
Well, I think there are still people who are not going to take it, just like a pain pill, unless it's prescribed.
Okay. I got you.
I mean, there are some people who just don't want to do it, but if a doctor says, I think this might help you,
then they'll get the medical card.
Plus, I mean, I'm still not sure where you're going to find this.
Well, we have it in Marion.
What?
We have a medical dispensary.
Yeah. A medical dispensary. But I'm saying, I'm not sure when the recreational comes in place, where you're going to find it.
Isn't that where that's when you can get the
I don't think anybody said that yet.
I think that when it becomes legal, the dispensaries will start popping up.
Well, right, but the city has to approve that. That becomes a city or a county issue then. There was all kinds of hubbub trying to get the medical dispensary in.
Well, wouldn't the medical sell the regular one too?
I don't know. I don't think we've decided that. That's the problem.
Yeah, I guess that really just depends on how they decide to regulate it.
Go ahead, caller.
My understanding, Sean and everyone else, is the excise tax and some of the surcharges don't apply if you have a medical card. That is a good point that I was wondering. Are the dispensaries just going to carry it now recreationally? Because we've done it in these steps. That, I guess, remains to be seen, but We're 27 days away, right, from the full legalization. So, to me, it's like just grow the plant yourself. Pot's called weed for a reason. It's not hard to grow, even if you have to invest in some greenhouse equipment. So that's going to be something. Also, people will be selling it at their garage sales. So I guess that just will be something that we'll have to address in the future.
All right.
So
that's a good point.
All I have to say, I won't be quite as long-winded this time. Have a good day, guys.
Okay.
You too.
Well, I'm being told, and we appreciate this, Mary out there says, yes, it says the mics are fine. Yours has a little more bass. I think it's because my voice is a little more bassy than other people. I think it's a little deeper. I mean, I'm just, that's the way it goes. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's yours talking on a microphone. And Kevin, who's out there listening, Kevin, glad you're out there, says, on my Alexa, it sounds good. So Adam's listening on an Alexa, and Kevin's listening on an Alexa, and it sounds good. And Mary says, everybody sounds clear. It's just I'm a little more bassy. But I think if you listen, my voice is deeper.
I know sometimes on my Alexa, I have to move it down to like 15.
Yeah, it could be, but we did have to drop the sound in general because, again, we're in a smaller room, but also carpeting is really what's making the difference here. Okay, 740-383-9944, and we certainly appreciate the calls this morning. We're killing an hour here almost discussing this because it's such an interesting subject. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I know in Michigan there are separate places to get it for medical and for recreational.
See, but then it's going to become an issue of the city and the county because you're going to have to allow those places to come in.
Right. Well, if the county don't allow them to come in, ain't going to get no tax dollars off of it.
Well, that's right. So, you know, I really don't know how that's all going to work out on the whole. If the county doesn't want it, so I guess it really comes down to your politicians because that's not going to be a popular vote.
What if the county don't want it?
Yeah, if the county doesn't want it, I guess in this particular case it would be the commissioners would either vote that up or vote that down. And in the city, it would be the city council.
Well, you know, they're going to be stupid if they don't because there's going to be surrounding counties where you can get it.
Yeah. Well, what are these little shops that people were talking about the other night? Like these little vape shops and things that have popped up, like where Payless used to be and on Mount Vernon Avenue, and there's another one somewhere. I mean, do they sell it?
They sell CBD.
It's possible that they could, you know, do that, but
they're mostly cigars.
Michigan don't, you know, you know, there are separate places in Michigan, I know. And I don't think it's vape shops that sell it up there.
I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot to hash out here in the next 20-something days. Before
because it's a business that you have to have a lot of security on. Because it's dealt with all cash. You can't go in there and buy anything on credit cards.
Don't want to be able to trace it, huh?
Well, banks don't want that money because federally it's still, you know, deemed illegal, you know, Schedule One drug or whatever. So they won't take the money because, you know, they don't want them to get involved in it if the federal government, you know, cracks down on it. That's what the federal government needs to do is get rid of that, you know.
Well, it seems to me that the federal government's kind of throwing their hands up on this one. I mean, it's been legal in Colorado and other places at this point. I don't think they're going to step in.
No, but it'd be nice to step out. You know what I'm saying?
I'll completely just say, well, it's legal and state's issue.
That way, you know, these people can go to banks, you know, and deal with their money. You know, if criminals know that you're dealing with all cash, that's what they want. You know, they got security services picking up their money and everything.
It's going to be an interesting month as we head into December the 7th.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and I bet in the long run they're probably going to not let you grow it yourself.
Well, that could be.
I don't know how I read much of that bill, but, you know, they don't let you make a whole lot of beer for yourself, so I don't. But you don't have to sign, you know, to get permission to make beer, though.
Well, we will certainly.
Unless it's over some months.
We will certainly see as time goes on. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Who would have thunk that we would, last Friday, that we would be having a conversation about marijuana on the air, voted on by the people on Tuesday night. It's kind of fascinating on a lot of levels because, you know, I think issue one probably drove more people to the polls on Tuesday, but there seemed to be a lot more question about issue two now that it passed. It's almost like people didn't think it was going to pass. I mean, the polls were all leaning that way. I don't know what the confusion was. It's not like this is out of left field.
Oh, totally. I totally agree. You know, but I think every state should just pass marijuana and forget about it. You know, because I think it's just a waste of time. I mean, just pass it all in all the 50 states and forget about it. You know, right, Matt?
I mean, I guess you'd have to wait to see what the long-term repercussions are of recreational marijuana. We haven't had a very extended period of time with it yet, so we don't know what the long-term effects are going to be.
You know, I would think if car accidents start going up, if people are having problems getting jobs, I would think that if more kids are showing up to the emergency room because they have ingested things that they should not ingest, I would think people are going to start looking at this. It's still going to be legal, but I certainly think they're going to start looking at it and going, well, maybe we need to do something. Maybe we need to put some laws in here.
Probably so, but you know, I don't know. I just think, you know, certain states have certain things and certain states, you know what I mean? It's just like people will be traveling. I don't know. I just think it's kind of stupid that some states have some stuff and some states have the other, and I don't know. I just think it's kind
of
stupid.
Well, my guess is there are going to be a lot of southern states that don't vote for this.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
So you're going to have a whole swath of states that would not want this. And I don't know that Ohio is necessarily the harbinger for legalizing marijuana. I mean, California or Colorado legalized marijuana many, 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 many years ago. And look how long it took for other states to jump on the bandwagon with this. I mean, how many have legalized it at this point?
12
of 50. And this has been an argument that's been going on for years now. And we're not even near the halfway point.
Yeah.
So certainly it's illegal in far more states than it's legal. And I don't know that every state is going to put it up for a vote. I just don't know that that will happen.
And you know what? In Ohio, we don't even have the right to die pill. You know, but we have the marijuana, marijuana and all this stuff. It just doesn't make sense. We have all this, but we don't have the right to die pill. Like if you know what the right to die pill is, right? It's like a cocktail if you want to end your life.
But I think only one state has that at this point.
No, it's like 11.
11? We need to look that up. Yeah. Get the exact.
It's like California.
We're talking like medically assisted suicide.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Medical assisted suicide.
It's like California, Wyoming, a whole bunch of different states that have it.
Well, I know it's legal in Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
We wouldn't count that.
So, but you know, I just don't understand. Like, you know, what we pass, but we have all this stuff. It's like, I don't get it.
Well, I think different states.
They call it "Die with Dignity" now. I think they changed the name.
I think because a lot of people feel hospice is dying with dignity.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was a whole Supreme Court case about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how many states have it legalized?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say. It just says that there was a court case. Let me see if I can't find a different one.
So we'll get this hopefully here in the next minute before we go to break. Pastor Whitaker coming up, and then we'll be back here at 10:15 this morning. Pastor Craig in at 11:15, Exchange, which where we're going to reveal the new studio location at 12:15. 1:15, Study His Word with Pastor Craig. And then tonight, Carrington, Matt, Sean, and myself here for the 8 to 10 show this evening.
So I don't know how accurate this website is, but it says Oregon, Washington, Montana, Vermont, Colorado, California, Washington, D.C., Hawaii, New Jersey, Maine, and New Mexico.
So about 10?
Yeah, roughly 1, 2, 3, 11.
11. 11 out of 50. So it's got less than marijuana. So I think states just make their own decision.
Yeah.
Same thing on abortion. Same thing on...
Right. And I just don't get it, I guess.
Well, I just don't think the federal government wants to regulate everything. I think they want the states to decide for themselves, like states now set their own speed limits. You know, I think it's just a state-to-state thing.
Yeah.
You just have to be aware. All right, Pastor Whitaker's coming up here in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
OhioNotary.us. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Website OhioNotary.us. Providing notarization services.